brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Locked and loaded, and we are ready to explode in defense of liberty. I don't just want free humanity to awaken to the globalist threat. I want you to come alive, and I want to get aggressive in the info war and expose the globalist. Okay, I want to shake the show up. We got a special report, a week in the making, by Aaron Dykes, who absolutely is incredibly dedicated. In fact, if I had to give an award to the most dedicated person in our operation, I don't know if I'd have to give it to Paul Watson or Aaron Dykes. Probably for total hours spent, it'd have to be Watson. But when Aaron is on the track, which is about half the time, of a specific goal, he's probably the hardest working. I don't know. They both have to get the gold medal. It probably is a tie. The point is that this is an amazing piece. We're going to premiere here for radio listeners. It's a radio special report, but it has video as well, which is extremely powerful. It's award-winning, in my humble opinion, what Aaron and I have put together. I came up with the concept and the information, but Aaron just presented it in an amazing fashion. And he could have even had it out quicker, but he wanted to take his time with the information. So it's a special report. I'm not going to even tell you the name of it or what it deals with until right before we air it, coming up in T-minus 30 minutes, 50 seconds, to be precise. Let's just shake the show up. Before I even tell you what's coming up or what's in the news, I want to hear what you'd like to talk about. I think Neil Bortz calls it rapid fire. I've always talked about, you know, trying to have radio graffiti. I think that's what Alan Combs calls it. Back when I was first on air 17 years ago, I would actually do news blitzes and cover like 100 articles in 30 minutes or take 50 calls in an hour. I've never done that in like 5-6 years, but we've gotten a little bit better, as you know. So the toll-free number to join us right now, the phones are open, 800-259-9231. When we come back from the break, I am going to control myself and just kick the show off for about a minute or two, tell you who's coming up, and then we will go to your phone calls. Just incredible news up at Infowars.com right now. Kurt Haskell, who we've supported, is a lawyer who saw the government get the underwear bomber on the plane for the rollout of the body scanners. It's all about timing. People are like, oh, Alex, it's not all a staged event. Your guest is wrong. He and his wife, nobody got the underwear bomber on the plane without a passport. And then it all came out in congressional hearings, exactly what our guest said. Just like this white supremacist infiltrated group in the Sikh shooting and how they want to kick off a wave of racial attacks. And there's calls in the media now about the dangerous white male. White males are the second most nonviolent, low crime rate group. If you look at statistics, and I don't get off into race stuff, but it's all over the media today. I was on Man Cow this morning, and he was covering the different stories. So I'm going to get to that later, where they're saying white males are the threat and are the source of all evil. The number one least dangerous group is white women. Then it's Asian women. This is Justice Department's own crime statistics. Kurt Nimmo's written articles about it. And then it's white males. Okay? The least violent people are white women and then Asian women and then white males. I mean, that's just a fact. And I am sick of it. And now there's calls. I've got articles to disarm veterans saying they're all mentally ill and none of them can own guns. No, if somebody served 8 tours and has been completely screwed up, we all deserve the right to own guns to protect ourselves, including other veterans. So that's just the way it is. You cannot start adjudicating the troops as a group and saying they're mentally ill. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Infowars.com. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You have found it, the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and freedom in defense against the global crime syndicate banking cartels. Take over the globalist anti-free market monopoly men. We are here to identify them and to defeat them. Their crimes are so legion and so massive. If we simply identify them and begin educating the public, there is no way the globalists will be able to take over via their Agenda 21 UN World Government program. That's why they've shifted in the last 5 years or so from denying world government exists more and more to saying, of course it exists, and you're a terrorist if you don't like it. It was you were a terrorist if you said mega banks were plotting to implode national sovereignty through derivatives and bring in world government. Now they say they must get rid of your sovereignty and bring in world government from the derivatives they created, exactly what I warned of 17 years ago. And economists and others I've interviewed since have broken down. And so we are the bad guys because we're aware of what's happening. And that's why you're seeing the giant public shift from Al-Qaeda being the boogeyman that's in your underwear that TSA has to check for, to the conversion now over to the fact that it is John Deere cap wearing conservatives and libertarians and people that don't like the New World Order. Coming up today, there is a flotilla of news articles talking about the lone wolf evil white person. So it's gone from, as I told you a few years ago, that we saw in internal Homeland Security reports, that it's the Muslim extremists give up all your rights, they're hiding in your underwear, the TSA has to check right now, to white males are everywhere, they're vicious, they're racist, they're murderers, they're criminals, lock up your wives, your daughters, your children, they're everywhere, we've got to take their guns. That is, the veterans need to have their guns taken, that's in the news. Basically, John Wayne is the enemy. And I told you that was going to be the public rollout. We could see the rollout being prepared behind closed doors, because first they get their minions ready for the new enemy. And I told you, coming out of that gate is going to be this particular gladiator. Because, see, here's the analogy. I've been behind the gates. I saw they were getting suited up and ready. I walked out and said, coming out of that gate is going to be a guy with a trident and a net, because I saw him getting suited up. People are like, oh, no, you didn't see that. Boom, gates open. Rah, charging out right at us is the false flag terror attacks to be blamed on the evil whitey. Because it could be anybody. I mean, the terrorist could be anybody who's a Muslim, anybody who's got brown skin. They've all now been properly demonized as terrorists, and now who do you get? Oh, now the John Deere cap person. By the way, I've been at the urban drills. I've shot video of it. We've had military guests on who said, yes, we train to fight people who are wearing overalls and John Deere hats. It's never been about Al-Qaeda. Let me just explain to you that. Now the public rollout is happening. Speaking of stage terror, Kurt Haskell, we're going to get him on at the end of the show today. He's won his House of Representatives primary in Michigan. He witnessed the federal government getting the bomber on the plane, clearly drugged out of his mind. That, of course, was later confirmed a month and a half after he and his wife witnessed it. Parkinson's sufferer arrested for not smiling in Olympic men's cycling race. Not a joke. Not smiling now is a sign of criminality. Show is not using Facebook. That's Daily Mail. The Rot at the Top with Gerald Celente, an incredible nightly news, 45-minute interview up at InfoWars.com. Military war games to quell Tea Party insurgents. Goes viral. Al-Qaeda, pride of the CFR. The CFR actually published articles praising Al-Qaeda. I'd seen the report a few days ago, but I actually read it on air last night, and I hadn't read the whole report until after the show. Folks, I got to read some of this later. They're like, how great Al-Qaeda is, how powerful they are, how proud the Pentagon and NATO are of their Al-Qaeda. They actually say Al-Qaeda is incredible. Just unbelievable. But the John Deere hat, John Wayne people, they are the enemy. So that is all coming up with Dr. Steve Pachenik. He predicted, when no one was, about a year ago here, that Petraeus would be in the cards for VP. And people laughed at that. Of course, he knows Petraeus. But the last time he was on, he was critical of Petraeus. So we got the inside scoop from the former head of State Department Psychological Warfare. And the State Department really sits above the CIA, for those that don't know. And, of course, he's the guy that advised and co-wrote Patriot Games and a bunch of other books, and a bunch of big movies have been based on films, books he wrote. Dr. Steve Pachenik will be joining us. A very interesting fellow, to say the least. And Webster Tarpley is going to come on. He's been to Syria. He's been to Libya when it's been under bombardment. And everything he talked about a year ago when he visited Syria has now come true. Remember, the media is like, oh, they're claiming the West is bringing in Al-Qaeda. That's not true. They're just little protesters blowing up police stations and bombing military bases and schools. So TARP is going to be joining us as well. Okay, enough of that. I said I'd go right to your calls. Then we'll get into all the economic news. Meet the secretive group earning $8 billion from Olympic Games. Just all a giant scam. We've got Russian general denies reports he was killed by the Al-Qaeda army, known as Free Syrian Army. We're going to get into all of it today. Huge broadcast. But first off, let's go to calls early, but quickly. Noah in Oklahoma, you're on the air listening on WWCR Shortwave. Go ahead.
God bless you, AJ. Just wanted to make an announcement here, what's going on here in Oklahoma. Our governor, Mary Fallon, so-called conservative Christian, just announced about a week and a half ago that we're going to be one of the flagship states to start using drones. And it was, I saw it on the local Fox affiliate here, and they did a pretty decent story on it, is why I thought maybe you might want to check it out.
And by the way, they always say our states first. They've announced it: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, California, Virginia. I mean, I see the articles every day. Basically, every state has announced, we're the first to get it, and we're going to have shotguns and tear gas on them, and a bunch of Texas counties already got weaponized drones. So, yeah, tell us about it.
Yes, sir. Well, exactly. She was so proud standing up there with her...
PSYOP.
Yeah. She's standing up there with her big grin on her face saying, oh, this is going to bring in jobs and, you know, help our economy and help so many things, you know, basically.
Yeah, our new economy is checkpoints and drones and prisons with our money. France has over 20 taxes their people pay. And if you make over €1 million a year and you're already paying about 80% in tax or another, whatever you keep, you pay 75% on. And they got VAT as well on every level. That's the system we're going to live under. The tax, the power to tax is the power to destroy. And they're destroying the real economy right now by design. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Well, on the local Fox affiliate, I was really surprised, but they did a fair piece on it, and they actually covered the issues that you and I would be concerned about. And the man that was doing the interview, talking to the people that were going to implement this program, was saying, you know, what about our privacy? What about, you know, civil liberties? The guy was actually asking some decent questions. So if you can punch that up on YouTube, I don't know if it's out there or not. Somebody may have posted it, but it was a fairly decent piece the guy did.
Sure. What was the name of the station?
It's Fox 25 of Oklahoma. It's,
sure. We'll look up Fox 25 Oklahoma drones. Thank you so much. The courts have all ruled it's illegal. If you've got a fence around your house, a privacy fence, and a drone flies over it, it is violating your privacy. If it flies, what is it, less than, if it's above, I forget the exact rules, but I believe it's 5,000 feet. Now, 5,000 feet, they can fly around and surveil you. But again, it's all about this feeling of they're omnipresent and we're small. And it's about weaponizing them so they can send the drones out. Well, we covered the article yesterday that was adopted as policy. You know, that's the issue. This colonel wrote up this full-spectrum dominance in the homeland, 2016. And it's a perspective, and it was adopted into an overall plan by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Dempsey. And they say, we're preparing for war with the Tea Party, and it actually says the Tea Party will link up with Al-Qaeda. I mean, Business Insider and others have the headlines of firestorm after Colonel's report prepares for Tea Party insurgency. That's not the firestorm. It says Al-Qaeda is going to infiltrate into the U.S. from Mexico and link up with the Tea Party. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, the Tea Party is the most Islamophobic group. It's unbelievable how dumb they think. But I told you, they're going to blow stuff up and claim patriots work with Al-Qaeda. I told you that a long time ago. I know these people. I eat, drink, and sleep it. I'm inside their mind. Moses in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I'm convinced that our InfoWars remain vocal, watchful. They're not going to be able to do black ops around me because I'm going to pimp them out. I'll bust them and I'll blow the whistle on them. So
that's one of our biggest hopes. Is just like Kurt Haskell, and they know it. That's why they're really freaked out. They've said it. Our people are everywhere. Terrorists, globalists. We know who you are. We're watching. We're going to catch you. Just like Kurt Haskell caught you putting the drugged out underwear bomber on the plane.
I mean, I've been too near to death from these people to be bothered by them. I'm going to, you know, expose them.
Isn't it a good feeling to not be afraid?
Sure. You know, I'm mad. I'm beyond any kind of fear. So.
Well, it's not fun if they get you and torture you and stuff, but you know what? It doesn't matter. You're still a good guy. They're a bad guy. It's a spiritual decision, and once you make that decision, you're beyond them.
We've got the Lord's angels that we can call on. They're probably protecting us half the time anyway.
Oh, they are protecting us all the time, and if we get struck down, it's for the greater good. That's why I don't pray to God and ask God for this, ask God for that. I just say, please make me not be weak and help me be a strong vessel against the enemy. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, and you have found it. The tip of the spear of liberty, driving right into the guts of the globalist. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
Back to your calls. We got a special report coming up after the break. a week in the making, and I'll break it down before we go to it here in the next segment. Then back to your calls and Dr. Steve Pachinik, Webster Tarpley, Kurt Haskell today. Well, I'm excited about the reporters we're hiring right now. Get them down here. It's going to be awesome. Let's go ahead and talk to Blue in Tennessee. Blue, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. There's a story that's out there that's not getting any traction, and it has to do with the Manhattan Project here in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. There were three protesters that actually went through three fences, got through three fences, and got through the interior fence, went actually to the uranium depository, were able to post banners and spread blood.
Ma'am, your phone is breaking up. I'm going to let you go, but I believe you're talking about protesters that got into a uranium processing plant, so they shut the whole thing down for the day and had a big security alert. So try to call us back with a better line. Angel in Texas, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm in a very strange predicament. I live in El Paso, Texas, right on the border. And I'm actually experiencing police state, like, up front. I'm actually seeing military inside police cars, and I can actually send you pictures of this. I'm actually seeing drones and helicopters and all kinds of crazy stuff here. One of the questions I
now
have...
Now, you're down by Fort Bliss, aren't you?
Yes.
That's Joint Task Force 6. What's going on is that's actually where they train them, and then they exfiltrate back into police departments all over the country and get the police through peer pressure to engage in the illegal activity of military in kind of, they're not plain clothes, but they're just solid blue or black generic police uniforms. And they use them to kill citizens, what they call high-risk warrant service, mainly gun shop owners, gun owners, veterans. And I've confirmed from the sources, but we've also seen it in the news, but it's buried in the back of the paper, where they bring in military, not just at Waco, but all over, not just Ruby Ridge. It's standard to go in and kill U.S. citizens. It's totally illegal, but so is the, and mainly they're killing veterans, so they use military to kill military. And also rural folks that won't turn their land over. And then, of course, they use drones on people with their cattle and stuff in North Dakota. But tell us what's happening in your area.
Well, see, in my area right now, all I can see for sure is that military are just fully clothed inside police cars, and they're literally driving around in them. I see huge police aren't even driving in normal police cars anymore. They're driving in these huge they're marked as police cars, but they're huge and they look like the Homeland Security kind of trucks.
No, they have giant black trucks that are the new Homeland Security trucks going in nationwide. Yes, the police will roll around in giant tanks because the foreign banks took over. These are collaborators. Most of them don't know it. And they are training the military, not just the MPs now, but general military in police work. Before they deploy Brigade Homeland to every city, every major city. A city the size of Austin will have 4,000 troops in it. A city the size of Dallas will have about 12,000. A place like New York will have about 50,000 troops in it, and we're to be fully occupied by the foreign New World Order Army. And they expect a lot of military, once the gun confiscation begins, to rebel. So there'll simultaneously be purges in the military of active duty, but then the hunting down of veterans they have files on for extermination.
Right, and I'm a veteran, and I live here, and I also I'm a gun owner. But here's the thing I'm really worried about. When I was in the military, I was ignorant and young, and we were training to do a lot of different things. And I really didn't think about it. When I was in the military, I didn't think or question my own motives or the motives of others or anything.
But they know you're going to question later. So most tyrannies do this. They have the new military kill the old military because they're afraid of seasoned soldiers that wake up. So it's basically decommissioning. Hey, look, if the New World Order, they're already killing you through the water and food. Just when they come to kill you, thank them for decommissioning you.
I also wanted to
I'll tell you what, I'll go back to you after I play this special report. It's only 12 minutes long. I'll come back to you after the report and other callers. And, of course, I'm being sarcastic. But, yes, you notice now, they say the new Al-Qaeda is the military. I told you that was coming. Homeland Security is here to destroy America. It works for the foreign banks. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back, my friends.
What do you mean I don't support your system? I go to court when I have to.
The system that we're going under is not an American system. It is an alien, globalist, criminal takeover, and our enemies in publications, in elite publications meant for themselves that are public, though, arrogantly admit they run Al-Qaeda, arrogantly admit they want to end the family, arrogantly admit they're creating a top-down economy where global offshore banks are above the law and exempt from taxes, and where they will levy taxes on us so great that they can absolutely engineer our society in a hellish direction. We have had the Rothschilds pretty much in control since 1815 of global affairs. They merged with the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas at that time, the British royalty that's really Transylvanian royalty. The media calls them German royalty, but their precursor is Transylvanian. You can't make this stuff up. You can look that up, by the way, if you think I'm joking. And they have learned to develop a system of full-spectrum dominance where they fund all the sides of a conflict, sometimes more than two sides. They fund and create a Hitler. That's been in congressional records. to then wreck Europe so they can offer the solution to go take over Europe after it's destroyed with the Marshall Plan, the OECD takeover, the Organization of Cooperative Development, which they admit is at the heart of the euro today. This is a global corporate system that is to be exempt from law, outside of law, with global diplomatic immunity. And so to illustrate this, we have produced a very important piece that we're going to premiere right here on the radio. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, you can watch it, and boy, is it powerful with the graphics that Aaron Dykes has put together. And then in the next hour, we will post it at InfoWars.com for everyone. So start your engines, Info Warriors. Get this out to everybody. We are titling this video Full Spectrum Evil. Full Spectrum Evil. You're facing full spectrum evil. They create Al-Qaeda, use Al-Qaeda against Russia, the Serbs, moderate Muslim countries. They use Al-Qaeda against the United States, or Al-Qaeda takes the blame for globalist attacks as a pretext to take our liberties. It is a key set piece. They move around the board to wherever they want to invade. And they think you're so stupid, they can tell you Al-Qaeda are heroes. Go look at the Council on Foreign Relations latest report they put out last Friday, where they praise CFR.org, Foreign Affairs. They praise Al-Qaeda. That's how dumb they think you are. And now they're flipping the script to domestic terrorist and creating this fear that there are white terrorists. They're now saying on the news. The last year you saw the Homeland Security training videos where all the terrorists are white, blowing up shopping malls, movie theaters, sports stadiums, and then it starts. Then it begins. And then the people are all government run. Air Force top psychiatrist, multiple shooters, witnesses say. Army psyops connected. The witnesses see four shooters. The head of the Sikh temple sees men casing the joint. I mean, white supremacist groups, more than half of them are feds. The members, it's come out. They're run in almost every case by the feds. What do? You just kill one of your operatives after your operatives shoot people. They infiltrate, then they bug out, and then you put it on the news. Very simple. This is how a black op is run. And so the globalists are now dropping the hammer on us with these false flags, and this is the summer of false flags that will lead into the fall and the winter of huge wars, if they get away with this. We are in grave danger. So to understand this, we premiere here on the syndicated radio transmission Full Spectrum Evil, where you create the enemy as the decoy combat simulant so you can invade and take over the opium. Or you have the combat decoy simulant threaten your nation so that you can take the liberties of your country while posing as the saviors when you're nothing but a banker occupying force. Here it is. Full Spectrum Evil, the secret of the New World Order takeover program. Alex Jones here to cover a topic, an issue that is one of the most important I've ever discussed. This information is very closely held by governments and elite corporations. They do not want you understanding this. Now, many of you that are already aware of this, it'll seem simple, but large swaths of the global population have no idea the real geopolitical paradigm that we're living in today. Today, we will look at the real forces, the real players in the battle for 21st century global hegemony. I'm going to break down who really rules the world, how they control the planet, and how they are trying to usher in a world war that is really pointed at the general population. To begin my illustration, I have three different board games here. Chess, the classic game of Risk, as well as Monopoly. And we're going to look at these systems of stylized warfare. And between these three systems, we find the truth of the system that we're living under. How do we know that system? Well, books written by people like Carol Quigley at Georgetown, Bill Clinton's mentor. They think we're stupid, and so we have their own documents. To begin with, I'm going to use a Lego chess set as an illustration to break down primitive forms of government, warfare, and domination. If you look at this set, you notice there are two sides. There is the red, and there is the green, or there is the black, there is the white. From the beginnings of civilization more than 6,000 years ago until about 1700, this was the model of warfare between nations. There were occasional alliances, but by and large, warfare and politics was carried out in a very two-dimensional way, like a chess set. You have the ruling class, the royalty, the priest class, the military elite, the generals, and in front of them, you have basically their conscripts or the lower class fighters who can also represent just the general population. And these two groups are engaged in warfare and base domination against each other to control larger areas of land and the vassal populations living in serfdom upon it. One area that we see from the ancient chess model that is still used in statecraft by the globalist is the fact that sometimes wars were launched, in the case of the French and the British, against each other when they had rebellions at home. They soon learned it was a way to turn inner anger at the state against a foreign state and to reduce the population of young males that you didn't have jobs for. The two-sided fight is a bygone era. In truth, for more than 300 years, the globalists have been financing multiple sides of wars, knowing that conflict destroys nations and gets countries deep into debt. And that is the key. They're financing both sides. And we see this being pioneered by people like the Rothschilds, starting in the 1700s and 1800s, where they would finance sometimes three or four different factions, and it didn't matter who won, because all of them were in debt to them and had societies that were wrecked after the wars. Next, let's look at the game of risk. These are primitive attempts to distill down human conflict and domination into a game you can play in a few hours. The militaries all have basically equal resources, equal numbers of troops, and to enter into the equation some type of random probability, we have dice and we have cards. There is no discussion here on looking at the real model that we are under today. We're going to come back to risk here in a moment, but first let's move to the game of Monopoly. In the game of Monopoly, you have different economic groups or four players that attempt to engage in economic warfare against each other and then be able to create a monopoly or a single entity that is in control of New York City. To understand the real system we're under, it's important to combine Monopoly and risk with an overlay of strategy from chess. And this is a key part of the real system we live under today. The founder of the Rockefeller dynasty famously said that competition was a sin, and they wanted big governments that they financed and control to be able to shut down their competition and pick winners and losers. This is the essence of monopoly capitalism, the opposite of free market, and is simply a form of fascism, what Mussolini called corporatism. So out of these three board games, Monopoly best describes our modern system. But it itself is only two-dimensional. You see, the private Federal Reserve that's owned by six private banks, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, and others, they always win. You're playing their game. You think you're battling it out for houses and apartments and for Park Place and for the electric company and for the railroad and for the top hat and for the fashion show. But it's the bankers that control the politicians. They've got the get-out-of-jail-free card, and they've got control of the money. The Treasury works for them, so the bank always wins. But what happens if a country won't sell? What happens if an African nation won't play the Monopoly game? Or what happens if a Middle Eastern country doesn't want to be part of the modern bankster system based in London and New York. Well, then that's where risk comes in, because they want to be able to take you over through economic espionage, as John Perkins has written in his bestseller, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. But if they can't, this is in all the official CIA and State Department documents, they will then come and finance your neighbor to attack you. So Libya's not playing ball. It's building up and industrializing all of Africa. You want a global monopoly. You just play countries off against each other. You're a globalist. You've made yourselves exempt with diplomatic immunity at the United Nations. Who set that up? The robber barons. What do? You just have Al-Qaeda come out of Egypt into Libya, ethnically cleanse, blow up most of the infrastructure, knock out Gaddafi, and now they have to come to you and borrow money out of your bank to rebuild, and you own and control everything. And guess what? If you want to get that welfare check, well, you got to take the vaccines, which, by the way, sterilize you. So they're using the strategy of chess, but they're employing it through a monopolistic system where they have a monopoly on the issuance of currency and credit, and they also have the biggest militaries on Earth, from the United States and Europe, controlled and dominated 100% by them. They've announced that we're totally their slaves, and they have such disdain for us, they use our supposed enemy, Al-Qaeda, against the Russians, against the Serbs, and now against other Middle Eastern nations, while simultaneously telling us we need military-style occupation within our countries by the TSA and the military to keep us safe from Al-Qaeda, who they sponsored and created. And remember, the banksters are openly crowing and bragging that they have conquered you through monopoly capitalism.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
To answer your question, we are absolutely slaves to central banks.
And they weren't able to do this because they had better products. They were able to do it because they created their fractional reserve banking here in the U.S. and similar systems worldwide, unlimited free credit for themselves, which they then loan out to you at interest. But that wasn't enough of a fraud for them. In the last 20 years, they've deployed derivatives, completely made up counterfeit instruments to the tune of more than 1.5 quadrillion. That's 1,500 trillion. With that counterfeit money, they were able to buy up all of their competition, pay off the governments, and dominate defense industries as well as media to carry out their propaganda. And herein lies the big secret that they don't want you to know, the big secret hiding in plain view. We think about nations and continents and cultures, but in truth, the globalists, the bankers who have unlimited money, they're waging war against anyone else that has any assets because they want everyone to be impoverished, so you have to go to them, and so that you have to follow all of their orders so they can control human development and society. In the past, they would brag about their real political system in fictional accounts, in movies like Network. Let's analyze a clip of that.
There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T and DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. One vast and ecumenical holding company for whom all men will work to serve a common profit, in which all men will hold a share of stock.
Oh, there are no more peoples. There are no more nations, Mr. Beale. Each one of us has one piece of stock in the global system, one ecumenical giant global government. Except one thing, that big global corporate system they've been selling us on doesn't want us to even be alive. It's designed to consolidate control and then slowly cut off the resources while the banksters themselves pose as the saviors, selling people on getting deeper into the tyranny, and the pain will stop. when at the end of the tunnel is nothing but global extermination and eugenics, so that these selfish, greedy scam artists can have the world and all of the incredible technology and life extension for themselves. And that's the big secret here. You have been warned. I'm Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com. The ball is in your court. The rest is up to you. Please get this presentation out to everyone you know. We've got to understand the enemy we're facing if we have any chance of defeating these people. Humanity hangs in the balance. All right, there is the premiere of that information, and it will be uploaded to our main YouTube channel, the one with 230 million views. It will be uploaded in the next hour and will be red-linked at InfoWars.com. So please get your pens and paper ready to write down a note, to remember to go to the site as soon as it goes up there. It's uploading right now. It could be shorter than an hour. And get it out to everyone you know. We're going to send it out at Twitter, twitter.com/RealAlexJones. If you follow us there, you'll be able to get it. Or just go to our Twitter account. You'll find it there as well. Please help get this information out so people understand. We are desperately trying to save humanity before the global technocratic drone robot kill grid is in place. Once Skynet is fully in place, they plan on releasing bioweapons.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need this space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The global engineers have lulled everyone or large portions of the global population into a hype-driven fantasy world. But as the real world implodes around them, people are going to be more apt to get out of fantasy land and join us in reality and come in for the big win against the globalist. Look at Fast and Furious. Look at the LIBOR scandal. All this stuff's starting to come out. Bankers are hanging themselves and jumping off cliffs. They're really being killed by people above them so that they can't get the blame. But the point is that Kinlay, Bernie Madoff, we can send all these people to prison. Now, our own corruption allows this to happen in the first place. And we're never going to live in a perfect utopia until Jesus comes back. But the point is, the churches want you to think Christ is coming back tomorrow, so you never fight evil. If Christ was coming next week, we have a responsibility to fight evil. And if you're not a Christian, you have a responsibility to fight evil, because it will run all over you if you don't. This giant military-industrial complex is owned by foreign banks. It's building up for war against us. It's treasonous. This is our country, and it needs to stop. I mean, I saw an article in Human Events last week, and it's like, yeah, people don't like it, but it doesn't matter. Drones are coming, and they're going to be weaponized. You don't like it? So what? It's this attitude of, here is nothing you can do. Used to, they'd say, people love the weaponized drones. Now it's like, the drones are coming, and there's nothing you can do. You bet there's something we can do. All right, let's go back to the calls. Pachanik, Dr. Steve Pachanik is coming up at 8 after, but we're going to take calls right now. Let's go to back to Angel in Texas, because he brought up seeing police with military dress, and he's a veteran, driving around El Paso in the city. And I've seen this in the news, these giant black armored trucks that say Homeland Security, but police departments are getting them too, these big modern war wagons. And, I mean, all over the country, you heard the St. Louis police officers on. It was in the news of giant wheel tanks driving around and even going in people's houses. I've got footage of where they've done urban warfare drills and set up real checkpoints. I mean, that's been in the news in Tennessee, you name it, just a few years ago. So, yeah, they're getting us ready for this. What was your other point, sir?
I think that they run drills where I live as well. Because I actually can see them from Fort Bliss, just running certain drills. I don't know what exactly they're doing, but they're getting prepared like crazy, like really hardcore. Like, they're really – all I got to say is, like, when I was in the military, I mean, the thing is that these young kids, they're just going to do what they're told, Alex. They're just going to bust through the door, and they're just going to shoot people.
Well, that's why they have – I mean, the military invented shoot-em-up video games. The games like Doom are to create instinctive shooting, get some, as they call it. And, yeah, that's what's going to happen. And the Civil War will start, and the bankers will sit back and laugh about it.
What if this false flag is even more obvious? Like for example, with the James Holmes incident, I noticed something. I have a side-by-side photo of James Holmes and the guy in court on my website, and It looks shockingly different. I mean, to the point where even the nose has changed.
The big tip-off is the underwear bomber was drugged up. So is Holmes. Holmes can't even talk. Okay, I mean, it's simple. They go shoot up a building. Doesn't matter what people see. You bring in a drugged-up patsy. Because mind control is hard to run. I mean, you can get, like, Sirhan Sirhan was drugged out, but they pinned his arm. He shot the gun against the wall. The cops said, no, the guy behind him shot RFK. That's in the police reports. But the media just said, no, it was Sirhan Sirhan. So a lot of times now, they don't even have the drugged up mind control guy do the shooting. You have a foreign black op team do it. You have the drugged up idiot waiting in the parking lot. That's just how they do it.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.